I haven't done one of these videos for some time. This is my top 10 movies, and we're on to 1984. As I say, I do this from time to time. I'm attempting to do them for every year, going right back to 1954. But it's quite a difficult task in as many ways because of the memory recall. But here goes anyway. This is the first one coming up. So let's get started then. At number 10 is Harry and Son. This movie is directed, written and stars Paul Newman, one of my favourite actors of all time. It actually received quite a lot of criticism, but I like it. Harry is living with his young son, who's in his late teens. He is a foreman on a demolition site. He is the owner, and he basically goes along and demolishes old buildings ready for new construction projects. However, he's developed headaches, which has made it awfully difficult for him to carry out the demolishing. So he's forced to stop work. The film focuses on the relationship he has between his son and himself with failing health. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So at number 9, it's The Killing Fields. This was directed by Roland Joffé, and it starred Sam Waterston and Hang Seo Nguyen in the chief roles. It's about the killing fields in Cambodia. 1973, Cambodia was in the grip of a civil war between the government and the Khmer Rouge. The film witnesses the last days before the Khmer Rouge overcome the government forces and take over in charge of that country. The film is about the relationship between the New York journalist, played by Waterston, and his translator and assistant, played by Hang Seo Nguyen. And we witness the frantic activities leading to the fleeing from Phnom Penh by foreign journalists. The movie then moves into the area of Waterston tracking down the Cambodian friend to the killing fields, and it's a gripping tale. As for the Oscars, it did quite well. The Cambodian won for Best Supporting Actor, and it was nominated for the screenplay, for the best film, and Sam Waterston got a nomination for Best Actor. I suggest you take a look. At number 8, my top 10 movies for 1984 is The Bounty. Now, The Bounty was directed by Roger Donaldson and stars Anthony Hopkins as Captain Bligh, and Mel Gibson is in the other lead role as Christian, Fletcher Christian. This tale has been done by Hollywood, and this is the third effort. I like the second one. I can't say I remember the first. But this one I really enjoyed, mainly due to the fantastic performances by the two leads. The story is very well known. It's about a mutiny on the high seas. The Bounty, the ship, is due to head for the Spice Islands, and there's a difference of opinion about how they're going to get there, the route that is, and it causes a mutiny on board. Suggest you get to watch it. It also has some time spent in Tahiti, a very beautiful part of the world. In at 7 then is The Terminator. This is the first of James Cameron's blockbusters about the future when machines are fighting the resistance. If you haven't seen this movie, I'm surprised where you've been for the last 30 years. Or perhaps you weren't born. This is a gripping action thriller. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger as the machine, and he is out to terminate, the title of course gives it away, terminate Sarah Connor, who's played admirably, I might add, by Linda Hamilton. And she has a friend who comes from the future to protect her, Reese. It's all action stuff. And it's great on the big screen. I actually witnessed watching this as a New Year film on a huge screen in a town in just outside Bangkok. I suggest you get to watch it, but do try and get it on a big screen. The Terminator. At number six is Stop Making Sense. This was directed by Jonathan Demme, and it's basically footage of a live concert by the American band Talking Heads. If you aren't familiar with their music, then maybe this might be a struggle. If you are, then you will fall in love with this movie. The footage is absolutely remarkable. The music, of course, is five star, and you witness how the band grow in numbers from the beginning until they are a fully fledged band. And I thoroughly enjoyed this movie, and I've watched it numerous times. Stop Making Sense. It's in black and white. At number five is Places in the Heart, directed by Robert Benson. It stars Sally Field in the lead role, Danny Glover and John Malkovich. And it's a very, very interesting tale about United States of America at the time of the Great Depression. It focuses very much on the exploitation and vilification of the African American. It's depicts racism by the Ku Klux Klan, and how Sally Field overcomes her difficulties, particularly with regards to her business, through the help of a blind man, brilliantly played by Malkovich, and an African-American man, played by Glover. This movie was a big hit at the Oscar ceremony. It received a nomination for Best Film, and the director received a nomination. Sally Field won the Oscar for Best Actress, and Malkovich was also in the nominations for Supporting Actor. Brilliant performance as a blind man, and it's also came in for a nomination in the original screenplay. So get a watch it. At number four then is Woody Allen's Broadway Danny Rose. Not one of his most popular, but I love it. He's basically, Alan is a agent for interesting and rather different performing acts, and it's a amusing tale. This movie was did receive some notice from the awards season. It gained a nomination for Best Actor for Woody, of course, and also it was awarded a nomination for Original Screenplay. If you're an Allen fan, don't miss it. If you're not, or you don't know much about Woody Allen, this is probably a good place to start. At number three is Paris, Texas, directed by Wim Wenders. This is a movie that takes a considerable amount of a close attention to work out the details. It's beautifully directed. The cinematography set in Texas is absolutely fantastic. Its plot is intriguing. It's about a man, Travis, who's disappeared for a number of years and re-emerges and wants to find out about his past. He wants to track down his daughter, and the tale is about how that comes about. Suggest you get to look at it. It's a lengthy watch, a very interesting watch. It stars Harry Dean Stanton in the chief lead role. Paris, Texas. Now to number two. This is Under the Volcano, directed by John Huston, and starring Albert Finney in the lead role, Anthony Andrews as a supporting act, and the beautiful Jacqueline Bisset. The tale is about pre-war, with just about a year away from World War II. The setting is in Mexico. the character played by Finney was originally the consul in the country, had now retired, and has basically decided to slip slowly into alcoholism. And it's a tale about how what happens to him and his wife and his friend on the annual Day of the Dead that occurs in Mexico. It's a dark comedy. Finney received a nomination for Best Actor, deservedly, for this role. I love this movie. Please go to watch it. Under the Volcano. It's one of the best performances I've ever seen by an actor who's mostly inebriated. And so, to my best movie of 1984, it's Once Upon a Time in America, directed by Sergio Leone. It stars Robert De Niro, James Woods, Elizabeth Montgomery, and it's a tale of America over a 40-year period. We see the characters as young boys in the center of New York City, slowly becoming more aware of protection rackets of the mafia and how they slide in to that behavior as young teenagers. And then we move forward to when they are making huge quantities of money following the Prohibition era and latterly in trafficking drugs. The performances by Woods and De Niro are off the scale, really. But I also like the early part of the movie. There's a great supporting actor piece by Danny Aiello, and the boys are tremendous. It's about 3 hours. You need to stick with it, but it is a tremendous watch. That is my number one for 1984. Now, just a quick word on a few that didn't make it. Amadeus, which won the Oscar, I didn't really enjoy that film, so this is a personal choice, so that didn't make the frame. A Soldier's Story is a good movie, just missed out. And A Passage to India, which was up for quite a number of awards, I'm afraid that didn't make it either. So anyway, that's my take on 1984, my top 10 movies. If you have your own choices, please, in the comments, let me know. I'm always keen to watch movies I haven't seen, got under the radar. Watching movies is a great pastime, but it's impossible to watch them all. And I'd also be interested, if you are struggling to get copies of those movies, if you let me know your email address, I might be able to get them sent to you via the Google Drive, depending on the size of the movie. Okay, that's my lot.